My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and simply delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. She joins us each week at this time. And Elena, I think you've got some incumbents who are a little bit worried right now.
That's right. I think they're frantically moving. I don't know, where are they moving? Middle, left, right? You know, wherever they need to for their primary, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, usually during election years, incumbents can pretty much do what they normally do, and which is in some cases nothing, and in some cases just keep doing whatever they normally do and don't have to really shift for the election season. This year seems to be a little bit different.
Right, in Utah, they kicked somebody off because he was in the Appropriations Committee. I mean, that's why I go back and vote for my congressman every year. So I'm confused.
Well, that might get you the Elena Newport Memorial Park or drinking fountain
someday.
I don't know.
That's what I'm hoping.
But anyway, do you think the Democrats are a little bit worried that their majority could be in a little bit of danger here?
I'm sure they're trying to figure out what to do here and how to, you know, frantically move in what direction they need to move in. So,
exactly.
So maybe Bill and Hillary and Barack are talking about it right now.
What a coincidence. I believe they are. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Gentlemen, I am Hillary Rodham Clinton, President of the United States. I'm just kidding. It should have been me. But having said that, I hope you will help me in welcoming this evening the president. I am so delighted to be here this evening to introduce to you the president. Please help me to welcome the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you more. Hillary, thank you for that enthusiastic introduction. I want to take this minute to talk about the recent recall of Toyotas and those of you who think we should be tougher in terms of regulating the car industry. But there are also those of you who think that regulations are not the answer. So, let me be clear. I propose a compromise. Instead of installing new accelerators, Toyotas should install louder horns.
That's good.
Yeah. But Hillary, I do want to thank you for joining my administration. I hope you're finding the Secretary of State to be an exciting position.
Well,
I'm sorry. Did you say something about Hillary in an exciting position? That hasn't happened since ever.
No, Bill. What Barack here is saying is that since he gets to be the leader of the free world, I should be happy being what so many women before me have been. His secretary.
Actually, what I was trying to say is that Hillary will be an important part of my administration. I've invited her to sit on my right hand.
Yes.
Oh, trust me, dude, that's a bad idea. Last time it happened to me, I got frostbite. Yeah, I told Al Gore, you want to solve global warming, have Hillary sit on the equator.
I'm looking to the future. I'm hoping that as a member of my cabinet, Hillary will support my proposal for offshore drilling.
It's just too easy. She doesn't even support onshore drilling. See, I'm talking about sex. Well, look, Mr. President, I know you're trying to reach out to the Republicans with this whole offshore drilling thing, and I get that, but Republicans are slippery. They're different than the way they were. You know, back when I was president, there were two kinds of Republicans. There were white guys who liked to set things straight on crossfire. And there were guys dressed in white who are straight and set crosses on fire. Listen here, Obama, you've got to start to fight. You've got to learn all the ways of the right. Listen here, Obama, you've got to make a deal. I could go to strip clubs and talk to Michael Steele.
In the Senate, they've got just one way to stop Senate biz.
They can all filibuster.
That sounds more fun than it is.
When they give you a sign that they want to waste time, make them stop. Make them stop the right wing striking again. Right wing striking again and again.
Here is what you do then. In the middle of the road, that is where you want to stay.
If I'm drilling for oil,
about a bridge's high cost.
If the river's too wide,
just go halfway across.
Even though I knew the left was no fan, I sent more troops to that Afghani war.
Send them partway to Afghanistan, only send them as far as the Jersey Shore.
Move a little to the right, sometimes compromise is fine.
Kissing your sister,
you better stay away from mine.
But now I'm asking for something, if that would be alright. Send Hillary somewhere so I can sneak out of sight in the middle of the night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Elena, Hillary Clinton with her two favorite men.
I actually once knew a congressman who had a sign in his office that said, compromise is the twin of surrender, and I think he was not kidding. So that might have been the first hints that things weren't going to be as partisan as they are, as they were.
Did you work for this person?
No. But, that's one way to look at it, I guess.
I guess so. Well, yeah, sounds right. Like we've got some fun debates to come. We've got energy, potentially. Immigration's always a fun, docile debate. Never any fireworks there. So, and then you got the midterm election. So you guys must be really excited.
Okay. Well, keep your identification papers in your wallet at all times, and we'll get you an immigration song soon.
Got that. Elena, thanks as always for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors.